Max Armstrong joins us. Now, it's always great to chat with Max. How are you doing, buddy?
You don't want me to guess. I might veer off that darn thing, you know, and you're going to put you in trouble. Doing well, John. How are you getting along?
Doing great. Always better when we chat with you. I don't know what month of the year is the busiest for a farmer, but September's got to be up there. I guess it depends on what you're farming.
Yeah, really gearing up for the harvest, of course. You know, farmers are ready to go before into the corn and soybean harvest in our region. By the way, the last of the county fairs in the Chicago region starts tomorrow. The Sandwich Fair.
Yeah,
it starts tomorrow. They'll have, a little bit of a damp start maybe, but then the rest of the fair looks real good. I'll be there on the Agland stage on Friday, but that fair is in its 137th year. and I think I've been to 45 of them, something like that.
Don't start doing the math, Max. That's when you get in trouble. Yeah.
That's right.
Leave that
for
another day. Cool temperatures later on this week, too. That'll be like an autumnal fair, which will be nice. Okay, Max, I think people still notice at the grocery store the food prices, man, they're still going up.
And the protein is still climbing, and beef is going to probably keep climbing for a while. We're really not sure yet if we've begun the expansion of the cattle herd in the United States. The CEO of Tyson, Donnie King, said here, about 30 days ago, he thought maybe the expansion was beginning. That's expensive. I just talked to a cattleman friend of mine in southeast Kansas this afternoon. He said, remember, we have to buy expensive feeder cattle. So he says, as the price goes up, we have to chase it to stay in business for the future. But the reality is, it's going to take a while to turn it around. While other prices, may be coming down some, the protein prices still are going to be elevated. The meats, as you go into the supermarket, even though grain prices just continue to be under pressure, John.
And is that just we're just growing too much of this across the world?
That's a big part of it. Obviously, it doesn't help to have a trade problem going on with China right now. You know, they buy so many soybeans, they've opted to turn to the southern hemisphere, which they have in other years as well. But that hurts us when we have big crops. And there's too much corn in the world, too much soybeans right now for the demand that we have. And we're not in this game alone. Many, many years ago, the Brazilians and the Argentinians started growing their output, increasing it substantially. So we compete with them around the world, along with the Canadians and the Aussies and other grain producers.
Do we have what it takes to beat them at this game that we played so well for so long?
I think we do. I think our farmers have the capability to do it, but we have to make sure that they are enabled with the tools to do it. There have been times where regulations have hamstrung our farmers in the United States, regulations that don't affect the farmers in the Southern Hemisphere. So for many, many years, our farmers have said, give us a level playing field, not only from a trade standpoint, but a regulatory standpoint and an environmental standpoint, and we can compete with anybody. And I still believe that is the case. It's getting difficult. You know, we're looking ahead toward next year already. Farmers are already going to be buying their seed in the days ahead, booking their seed for next year. And it looks like that could be the fourth year of very challenging farm profits, especially for corn and soybean producers.
I have no doubt there are regulations that are in place that are burdensome. Max, I'm just trying to, like, what would be a regulation that we would understand, the average WGN radio host, that would come across as, oh, this is a little unnecessary. This is a little overboard.
At times in past, the crop protection chemicals that we use have been approved in South America. Things that were not approved, but the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States were deemed safe to use down there. And then eventually, maybe our EPA came around to approving them. That's just one example. But, you know, it's really challenging for our growers right now. You take a look take a look at the cost. Inflation has hurt farmers just the same as it has others. Now, the cost of their inputs have come down about 3% over the past 3 years, but the prices paid to producers have fallen 50% for their corn. So, you know, it's really wiping out any improvement that they've seen in terms of the cost of their inputs. And, you know, that makes for some very difficult decisions, family decisions. You know, they sit around the kitchen table and decide, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through with this? What do we have to decide that we can do without right now? And, there are a lot of businesses couldn't take that kind of a setback that farmers do.
For sure. All right, let's talk about a couple of the shows you've been to. I heard you previewing one with our good friend Lisa Dent. You must love a good farm show.
Oh, my goodness. This is a fantastic year because we have back-to-back, we have what is called the Half Century of Progress. That's the show that I helped start back in 2003 down to the old Chanute Air Force Base at Rantoul. And then one day later, 60 miles away, we have the big Farm Progress Show, which is the modern equipment. So I got to visit with hundreds of farmers, and it was just remarkable, John, the attitude. You know, they've been through tough times in the past. By the way, this month marks the 40th anniversary of the first Farm Aid concert to remind us how bad the farm economy was back in the 80s.
Memorial Stadium, right? Champaign.
Yep. September 22nd in 1985. It was a rainy day. I remember I checked in with Steve and Johnny from the floor of the stadium, and it was a wet day. It's kind of remarkable that concert was held in Illinois, because Illinois was not the epicenter of the terrible ag economy. It was mostly west of the Mississippi River back in those days, although we had our share of problems in the Eastern Corn Belt. But Willie Nelson was a good friend of Governor Jim Thompson. That's how it wound up in Illinois.
I was going to ask. You know, I won't tell you how old I was in 1985, but I wasn't old enough to go to Farm Aid. But I went to U of I later, and that is like a point of pride for that stadium. There's photos everywhere of that day. I got to tell you, that's on the top 10 list of places I wish I could have been and seen how cool it was. And that's not just because I was at so many football games with about a 1/4 of the crowd as at Farm Aid.
Well, it's a star-studded lineup, to be sure. I believe this year's edition is going to be at Minneapolis, coming up, I think, on the 20th of this month.
Absolutely. And they're packing the stadium this year, I will say. All right, Max Armstrong, a winding conversation, but I appreciate you updating everything. Come back again soon, okay?
That's what John says. Max meandered a little too much tonight. I get that. I understand. I do that routinely.
No, I was looking in the mirror when I said that, Max. Don't you worry, my friend. Take care, buddy.
Care.
Yeah, that's Max Armstrong. He is great. I love Max.